USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The suspect accused of shooting two Orlando police officers is dead.
Police department sources say the suspect, 28-year-old Dalton Esvio, was fatally shot sometime after 6 a.m. Saturday during a shootout with SWAT officers at a hotel in the city's tourist district. The two officers were shot around 11 p.m. Friday during a routine traffic stop in downtown Orlando. Both are expected to recover. Police originally said the two suspects were linked to Friday night's shooting. Investigators later determined that Veal had acted alone. I'm Jim Forbes.
Millions of Americans are under threat of severe weather this Sunday as waves of heavy thunderstorms are forecast to blow across the Central Plains and Ohio Valley. Tornadoes were reported yesterday across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. Forecasters say there could be an even higher risk of tornadoes today as a storm system moves farther east. Severe thunderstorms could blast St. Louis, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Nashville. Former President Trump hit the campaign trail hard over the weekend with stops in Alabama and South Carolina. Laura Winters reports he's not letting three indictments get in his way.
Former President Trump, speaking to more than 1,000 supporters at the Silver Elephant Gala in Columbia, South Carolina, Saturday, he continues to call the indictments against him shams.
Sick, what's going on? Have you ever seen anything like what's going on? I mean, I never heard the word indictment. Then all of a sudden, over a period of a couple of weeks, you get four indictments.
Now, the Silver Elephant Gala, the largest South Carolina Republican fundraising event of the year, Trump promising South Carolina conservatives he will dismantle Bidenomics. I'm Laura Winters.
A federal judge is giving Trump until tomorrow to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order after a post on Truth Social following the latest indictment. USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
President Biden is headed out west to visit the key battleground state of Arizona Monday and Tuesday, touting his economic policies before traveling on to New Mexico on Wednesday and wrapping up in Utah on Thursday. The White House says Biden will mark the one-year anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, highlight the work to combat a climate crisis, and tout a clean energy and manufacturing boom. Elon Musk says in a post that the rebranded social media platform X will pay the legal bills for people who are treated unfairly by their employers for posting or liking something on the site formerly known as Twitter. Musk said yesterday that there will not be any limits, but didn't give any details on how users could claim money for their legal fees. New Labor Department data reveals that job turnover in the United States has hit a two-year low.
The data indicates there's been a cooling off of the labor market compared to pandemic-era trends. The quits rate has decreased from 2.6% in May to 2.4% in June, showing a decline in the Great Resignation that affected businesses earlier this year, although it remains slightly higher than pre-pandemic levels. Hiring has also slowed, with 5.9 million new jobs in June, down from 6.2 million. In May. I'm John Schaefer.
Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot, a record $1.55 billion, the largest in the game's history and the third biggest in U.S. lottery history. A drawing scheduled for Tuesday night. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Don't miss the final days of end-of-season deals during the truckload event at Lowe's. Right now, save on major appliances and get an additional 10% off in-store clearance appliances. Plus, take up to 25% off select storage totes, like the Project Source Commander Tote. Just $11.98, was $15.98. Find big savings now. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/9. Exclusions apply. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.